Hi, remember me? Probably some of you do. Some of you know me in real life, so it was kind of a dumb question. This isn't going to be a standard episode of Empty Checking. This one's going to be a little bit different, a little bit more, I don't know, I guess a little bit more personal in some ways. There's not going to be any intro music or outro music. No, this isn't, I'm not, like, were I pretentious enough to think about canon and not canon, this would be a non-canon episode, I guess. But I want to talk to those of you who have been listeners to the podcast for a little bit, because I flat out disappeared on you for several months. The last time that I did anything involving the podcast was on July 14th, 2019, which was several months ago, because it is now November 26th as I'm recording this. So that's what, July, August, September, October, November. It's been about 4 months. I've been more than a season away from doing this, and I had built this thing up and I'd gotten kind of a nice little following and whatnot, and then I just kind of went away, and I feel like I owe a little bit of an explanation to you guys, and I feel like I owe you some insight into what happens next. The short version is the podcast is coming back. If that's all you need to hear, you can skip the rest of this and just go on with your life. But the podcast is coming back, and I'm looking forward to doing that. But I wanted to give you a little bit of a window into why it went away for a while. On July 14th, I wrote on the blog for the show, which is emptychecking.blogspot.com. We'll get in at least the one plug there. I wrote there that I was delaying the show, and after some nonsense, this is what I wrote. Then this weekend, there's been a family emergency that's going to prevent me from getting this together for a little while. I'm on a bit of a hiatus until that situation is a little more solid. I cannot go into details about it for now at request of the specific family member involved. And then I wrote, I'll be back. It just might be a couple weeks. Couple weeks. That was back in July, and here we are in November, and you're probably wondering what was going on. Some of you, anyway. Who, you know, don't know me personally. What I was talking about in that post, and I want to stress, this isn't 100% of the reason that I've been away. This probably isn't quite 50%, but it is something that happened. What I was talking about in that post was my dad, who went into the hospital with some seriously life-threatening ailments that it just didn't feel like that was a, it didn't feel like that was an appropriate time to talk about goofy pop culture stuff, you know, while my dad was, I mean, I don't want to speak for anybody in the family other than myself, but there were a lot of times where it looked like we were saying goodbye, and it didn't seem appropriate during that period to sit here and talk about how much I like Rush and movies and stuff. So I took that time off thinking it'd be a few weeks, we'd figure out what was going on, and we'd get back to it. For what it's worth, Dad's okay. He's actually had another brief hospital stay since then with a blood pressure issue that doesn't appear to be life-threatening. So that, you know, that was more of just kind of a bump in the road, but back in July it looked bad. But he's okay. I don't want to go into all the details, but the most serious thing that he suffered was a stroke, and but that said, he's back on his feet, he's doing all right, he's recovering. But that's what was going on in July. That's not all of what happened. In fact, that's not the thing that made me just want to stop doing this for a while. That was a factor that, had that been it alone, I would have been back doing this again in August. So I feel like I owe you a little bit more of an explanation than that, and I'm going to give that to you. But I'm not going to go into too much personal detail. By the way, because I just heard it change in the headphones, I apologize for the sound quality on this particular episode. It might be a little bit rough. I'm recording this in my kitchen, rather than my office, where I have recorded past episodes. I'm recording this on a really big soundboard that it's a 22-channel board that I'm using one of those channels, so that seems a little unnecessary, but, yeah, I'm recording in the kitchen, and you can probably hear things like the heater just kicked on. You might hear my refrigerator kick on in a little bit. I apologize for the sound quality in here. This is just kind of where the board is sitting right now, so, anyway, moving on. After Dad got okay, and it looked like once it became clear that Dad was at least probably going to be okay and would find some kind of recovery, I started thinking about the show again. And then something personal happened that I'm not going to go into detail about here. I haven't gone into detail, in fact, with, I don't think, anybody about what it was, but it was something that was very personal and very impactful in a way that made me reevaluate a lot of things. That happened on August the 17th. It was a Saturday. I know the date. I don't know that I'll forget that date, because some things just shifted for me on August 17th of this year. And it was noticeable to those who know me and are in my life. Put as simply, I guess, as I can put it, I was very, very down for a long time. And honestly, I'm still dealing with some of the repercussions of that. A lot of people reached out to me during that time, based on some things I said, and also just based on demeanor. A lot of people reached out very wonderfully, very appropriately, very kindly. Some people reached out less appropriately. that's a whole other thing, but I made some statements that I still stand by about who I am as a person these days and where I stand philosophically and theologically, and I won't go into all that here. That's, if you know me, that's findable on my blogs and Facebook page and what have you. It was a difficult time following August 17th. Some of it remains difficult. I don't know how much I want to say about that, because I won't tell you the thing that happened. Some of the other stuff is findable. I don't know how much to say, but I do want to say, like I said, most people reached out very kindly, to the tune of, hey, noticed you haven't been yourself lately, noticed you're down lately, what have you. You don't have to talk, but I'm here if you need me. Which is the perfect thing to say. Some who I recognize were well-meaning went as far as demanding answers, as pressing to find out what was wrong, as putting pressure on me to talk about things, and that's not okay. I know that those of you who did that meant well. I know that you thought you had answers. That's the wrong way to handle it. That's, especially with me, that's the wrong way to handle it. And the harder you push me, the farther I'm gonna run. Thank you for your good intentions. And as I said to more than one person, if I want to talk, I will let you know. Until then, it's none of your goddamn business. Unless I decide it is. And I stand by that. You don't get to tell someone else how to struggle. You just don't, unless they ask you to. You don't get to do that. That's not kind, it's not considerate, it's not helping. And it's not the kind of attention or pressure that someone who is struggling needs. Okay. Some of you probably need to hear me say this. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. I know that there's been a shift in how I present myself in recent months. And I know that those of you who are used to listening to this show probably are noticing a change in tone of voice in this particular subject. This isn't the radio voice, Derek, the upbeat, you know, talking to you about fun stuff, Derek. This is the, you know, we got to sit down and talk about something real voice, Derek, which is, people hear this from time to time. I thought that, I didn't think that dealing with this subject was called for the radio voice, I guess, but you don't have to worry. Things changed for me. A lot of things changed for me, but that doesn't mean you have to assume that I'm not who I've always been. Okay? So, while all of that's been going on, I've been reluctant to do this because, frankly, the whole situation sucked the joy out of it. It didn't seem like fun to talk about pop culture. It didn't seem like it mattered, and it just didn't seem like something I wanted to do. It didn't seem like an appropriate time in my life to paste on a grin and talk about, you know, whatever, music and TV and movies and books. And I'll be honest with you, if I had a co-host on this thing, I think I probably would have been back at it sooner. maybe I should get a co-host for this thing, I don't know. But I think I probably would have if I had a co-host for this, if anybody wants to apply. But it just, for a while, it just felt right to walk away. With little explanation. But the fact that I'm sitting here giving an explanation now means very simply that I'm choosing to walk back to this. And I'm not exactly sure, because like I said at the front, this isn't really an episode. But I'm not exactly sure when the first real episode back is going to be. Here's the thing, it's the end of November, it's the week of Thanksgiving right now, we got the holidays coming up. I will go as far as to promise you that I will do, before the end of the year, I will do an episode that reveals my top 10 favorite albums of 2019. I'll do that, at least. I might do another one, or I might not, but before the end of the year, I will do a real empty checking episode. I might do two. After that, I don't know if it's weekly, I don't know if it's monthly, I don't know if it's bi-weekly or bi-monthly, which one's, or semi-weekly? Which one means every other week? Whichever word means that, it might be that, I'm not sure. I don't know what it looks like as far as scheduling going forward, is what I'm saying to you. But I'll do something soon. I'm going to start doing this again soon. And it won't be this serious voice, probably. Unless it's warranted. But there you go. I thought I'd just give you a little bit of an update, give you a little bit of a glimpse into what's coming. You'll hear from me again before the end of the year, barring any accidents or things like that. But that's where I've been, and that's where I'm headed. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for waiting for this thing, if you've been waiting. Thank you for your kindness, those of you who have been kind. And even those of you who haven't been kind, but who thought you were being kind. I know you meant well. Okay, I'll talk to you soon, all right? Before New Year. Before New Year's. Maybe it'll be Christmas Day. I don't know, but we'll talk here within the next like about 4 weeks, okay? Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon. And I guess even though it's not a real episode, I'll say it anyway. Check us out next time. Bye for now.